Hoshea Paraches, Pasuk Vav. The hits just keep on coming. Kimi Yisrael. It is from Israel. What is from Israel? We said before that the gold and silver was being used to make yetchkes, make golden calves. Who decided to make golden calves? Kimi Yisrael, from the Jews themselves, from Malchus Yisrael. The calf came from them. And whoa, Rashi has a real harsh one here. Harsh but obvious. And that is that the calf came from within them, just like the original Egel HaZahav back in the Midbar. The preparation was by Klal Yisrael. The donations of gold were by Klal Yisrael. The forging was by Klal Yisrael. Kimi Yisrael. Vehu Charash Asahu. A craftsman made it. Velo Elohim Hu, it's not a god. Ki Shivavim Yihiyah. It'll be splinters, Egel Shomron. It's going to be crushed into splinters, into pieces. So Rashi suggests that the Vav is the connection to the original golden calf, also made by a craftsman. Had no substance, had no duration. Wasn't going to stay in its form as a calf for very long. Zayin ki ruach yizra'u. They sow the wind. The worship of Avodah Zarah is like a man who tries to plant in the wind. The wind has no substance. You can't plant in wind, you plant in earth. You hope for rain. If you plant in the wind, it just scatters the seeds all over the place and nothing grows. V'sufasa yiktsoru. They will reap the tempest. This is presumably the source of the eventually common phrasing, they will reap the whirlwind. Which is used. And I don't remember reaping the whirlwind, if that's an actual quote, Lahavdil a million times from the New Testament about reaping the whirlwind, or if it's from somewhere else in Nach, the idea of reaping the whirlwind, reaping the storm. This morning, as I am recording, there was another earthquake in New Jersey. We might be reaping the storm sooner than we think. So, you know, you plant in the wind and you reap in the storm. What does that give you? It's nothing. There's no substance. There's nothing to take with you. Kama ein lo. It has no standing grain. Semach b'li ya'ase kemach. It's a plant that's never going to produce any kind of flower. Ula ya'ase zarim yivlo uhu. If it does produce anything, it's going to be strangers who eat all the produce. So even if you get some flour, even if anything lasts long enough for you to be able to get some flour, it's all going to be swallowed up by the other nations because all of your property is going to be in the hands of strangers when it's all over. So the seeds that you are sowing are seeds of evil deeds. So if you have any kind of temporary prosperity because you did evil and so you stole a lot from other people and so for the moment your bank account looks pretty good, sooner or later the market's going to collapse and all your crypto is going to be worthless and you'll have nothing. So what do you think? You neglected the commandments. You abandoned the faith. You put your trust in the wind and in the getchkas that were made by your own hands. Eventually, ches nibla Yisrael. Yisrael has been swallowed up. Ataho yuvagayim. Now they are among the nations. Kichli ein chefetzbo. Like a useless vessel. Like a useless utensil. You're like Yirmiyah said in the first prakim of Yirmiyah. They traded in eternity for boros nishbarim, asher lo yochilu hamayim, for broken wells that cannot contain any water. The Jewish people are a useless vessel in the hands of the Goyim. When you reach that stage, that's pretty terrible. I mean, we like to pride ourselves. I gave a 5-minute shiur today on the idea of modern American conservative and reform so-called rabbis who say there's no need for Tisha B'Av anymore. We don't need to mourn anymore. America's better. We Golus and Churban gave us the opportunity to flower and prosper in America, which means A, they're very short-sighted because the same guy, Samuel Gordon, who wrote that blog piece that I refer to, Why I Do Not Mourn on Tisha B'Av, first cites Babylonia and Spain and Germany. What's left of the Jewish communities of Babylonia, Spain, and Germany now? Nothing. We have reaped the storm. We have planted in the wind. That's the thing about Golos. You don't last. There's no kayama to it. There's kama einlo. Kama einlo, you could say, also means it will not stand, not just standing grain, but kama, there's no koma. Koma. You can't, it's never eternal. It's galus. It blows away. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. Ask Kansas. They knew it back in the 1970s. Must have been Jewish boys. Probably not. But it can't be maintained. And eventually strangers swallow it. And that makes us a vessel that there's no chefetz bo. Look at how UN talks about Israel now. Are we not kichli ein chefetz bo, that we're a keli that nobody wants, in a manner of speaking? A keli that they all say nobody can use? And yet still, these so-called rabbis want to try to say that we need to assimilate more. We need to be more like them. We need to mourn over the violence and victimization that we are perpetrating. Genocide. Innocent people who are starving. Mm-hmm. One last one. Tes ki hema alu Ashur. Because they, the Jewish people who are exiled, went up to Assyria. Now, by the way, Eretz Yisrael is higher than Ashur. Geographically, topographically. But we went to Ashur. Alu might also be said in the Aramaic version. Rav Sadia Gaon says they came. Alu, they arrived there. But it could also be that we came up because we were as low as we could bring ourselves. Pera bodeid lo, a wild donkey. There's bodeid badad, echa yashva badad. A wild donkey secluded to himself, going alone to itself, sniffing the air from place to place, wandering around, looking for a place to stop. A wild ass doesn't subordinate himself to man. We don't accept the teaching of the Nevi'im, so we go to Ashur to stray after them. We follow in no direction. We go around in circles in the middle of the Midbar. That's us. Ephraim, hisnu ahavim. What did Ephraim do? Ephraim tried to rent love. Love for sale. Old love, new love, every love but true love. That's what we want. We give tribute to the king of Ashur to show him how much we love him. And that's not a long-term committed relationship with a schir zona. The hire of a prostitute is a hollow, empty, shallow, temporary thing. And that's what Ephraim sold themselves out to do. We better make sure that we are not Ephraim. In modern times, many Jews are selling themselves out for the mechir zona of acceptance in the rest of the world that's never going to come.